Hi everyone and welcome to Setting Tone. Really excited today to bring you on today's episode a band that we've reviewed in the past. Really happy to have them back. Yard Arms and their single These Four Walls coming right next on Setting Tone. Hi everyone and thank you for taking time out your day to check out another episode from Setting the Tone. Really excited to be able to bring you a return of a band that we reviewed a while back called Yard Arms and their single Mantra. Have to say we've been asked to review them again, which is really cool. So getting into this straight away, quick off the back of their latest successful single release, Mantra, Yard Arms are back again with their third glorious melancholic EP, Sanctuary Lines, due for release on the 26th of June. By far the Bristol-based melancholic pop duo's most polished and defined group of tracks since they formed in 2018, bursting with alternative indie hits set to soundtrack your summer. Ahead of the EP release, the second single, These Four Walls, the isolation anthem they never knew they had, was written. And it's being released on the 5th of June, which is today. What began as a solo coastal writing trip in 2019 for lyricist and frontman Villeneuve has now transformed into a fist-pumping indie instant classic that perfectly narrates the lockdown life we've been living in since March. Initially, the song was a avidly honest commentary for longing for the honeymoon periods in life and dealing with the internal voices that keep us thinking the grass is always greener. The timely lyrical themes began to take on a whole new meaning as the world around us began to shut its doors due to the coronavirus. Jumping straight into the track, just like I was with Mantra, I'm really impressed with These Four Walls, and like I said, it's out today across all platforms, the 5th of June, and the EP Sanctuary Lines is out on the 26th of June. Really impressive track. I think what stood out for me was how alike it is to bands like In Inxis, Tears for Fears, The Cure and Death Cab for Cute, just to name a few. But I kind of more liken the chorus in this track to stuff like The Killers and The Kooks. So overall, I was really impressed. You know, like lots of a nice hooky, echoey melody that kind of pulled me in. And really, really happy with what I was hearing from the band. Don't really have a lot to add on it, to be perfectly honest. But like I said, I'm happy to have had the email to be able to review the band again. That's nice to have that come in. Really looking forward to hearing the EP and hearing what that sounds like. Just urge everyone to go out and support the track. As always, I will post the links to the track and the band, so please go and, like I say, support the track, support the band. If there's something that you like there, that's fantastic. And also, as always, thank you for supporting me and Setting the Tone and taking the time to tune in. It means the absolute world. As always, guys, please stay safe out there, and I look forward to bringing you another episode as soon as possible. Take care now. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.